Pause recording. Button.
Good evening, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and I haven't done an audio boon in maybe a week. I'm not sure. Anyway, I've got some soft classical-like music in the background. Anyways, I thought I'd come up here and get some things off my chest. Everyone knows, especially those who follow me on Twitter, that my husband, he has a very low confidence level, and I try to think of ways to encourage him and to give him, you know, a high self-esteem to make him feel good about himself because of his cerebral palsy, and he does have some learning issues and things like that. I know that society is cruel and you can't change the world overnight, but an interesting thing happened. My husband has recently gone over to phone systems more than the, typing on the internet. For him, it's just simpler to just pick up the phone and talk to people. And it's not easy for him to type and do all that stuff because of the situations he goes through. And he pays for this one chat line, this one system. He pays a certain amount of money each month. It's not a whole lot, but he pays and he goes on there. And they give him his own personalized mailbox and a board and all this stuff. Well, somebody made this really weird comment. And, I mean, today was just a perfect day for us to rest, you know, because we had had company over yesterday and we rested. And then my friend, who had been helping with her university studies, she's going back to school, by the way. So I'm going to start having to help her again. Not to mention, she got an iPhone and she doesn't know hardly anything about the touchscreen. So she came over with her iPhone and I showed her. I added some of her contacts and stuff. And her fiancé, you know, he took us out to eat. And it was nice. You know, we had a good time. And we were just enjoying it. We were just having a great time with one another. And we just came home so full of laughter. And we just had a wonderful time. And my husband, as a sort of habit, goes and checks his box. This one gal that he had started getting to know, I'm not going to give out names for confidentiality reasons, but he had basically become close to her like a sister. He doesn't have siblings. He doesn't have friends that call him sister and brother that look out for him. I have a sister and two brothers, but I hardly ever see them. But the point is, I've grown up most of my life with siblings. He was an only child, and he grew up a very lonely, sheltered person. And so the friends that he started getting to know were very close. And he got to know them very well. And recently, somebody said something. It'll probably have to... I don't know how much time I have left.
1:23. Pause recording.
Well, anyway... This person has her own religious point of view, and, you know, she says that she's Jehovah's Witness, which is fine. That's her belief. I respect it. That's perfectly fine. And, I guess she had told my husband at first that she was a Christian, and it doesn't really matter because, you know, I mean, you know, it's the same God in some retrospects. I know their doctrine is different, but, you know, and I don't, again, I have nothing against any belief. I have nothing at all. But I guess my husband had thought she was a Christian and started to say, "We'll pray with you." And she told him, "Oh, I don't pray." And he asked her out of curiosity, you know, why don't you pray? And he wasn't being mean or anything. But this is where jumping to conclusions can really hurt someone. And I'm going to have to continue this in the next audio boo because I don't have a pro account. So I only have a limited time. But let's see.